Pocket Size Pep Talk, the podcast that can help energize your business and your life with a quick, inspiring message. Now, here's your host, Rob Jollis.
Well, welcome to another Pocket Size Pep Talks. Great time to be giving pep talks, wouldn't you say? Let's see what we can do to pep you up a little bit today. You know what I want to talk about? I want to talk about, a topic that a lot of us are thinking about. I want to talk about worry. And as you can imagine, I'm getting my fair share of calls from friends and clients who are worried. They're worried about their safety. They're worried about the economy. They're worried about the companies they're working for. They're worried about their own jobs within the companies they're working for. And the list goes on and on. Well, to begin with, I've actually never been a fan of the word worry. It's not that I'm not concerned. I just don't like the word worry. I hear the word worried, and I think of someone sitting in a corner and chewing their nails and hoping for a solution they seem to have no control over. As an athlete, I never wanted to play a game when I was in a worried state of mind. As a coach, I never wanted to coach a team that was worried. As a salesman, I never wanted to meet a client while I was feeling worried. As a speaker, I never wanted to take the stage worried. You know, even Webster's dictionary doesn't seem so fond of the word worry. They define it as to torment with or suffer from disturbing thoughts, fret. How in the world can worry really contribute to where we are and to the success we're looking to find again? Or find. Years ago, I decided to get rid of the word worry. I just removed it from my vocabulary. And if there were a way to create a kind of a junk file word list within Microsoft Word, much like email, I'd be the first to invest in it. Anyone who knows me will tell you that they just don't hear that word come out of my mouth a whole lot. I've replaced the word with anxious. I like anxious. Webster seems much more comfortable with that word. They define it as earnestly, eager, and more. Now, that may sound like semantics to you, but to me, it goes deeper than that. I've never known anyone who performs better when they're worried. I don't know of anyone who thinks better when they're worried. When my kids used to tell me they were worried about a particular situation, I used to tell them, and I tell my friends this, I tell people I'm mentoring this, and this is a phrase many people know me have heard. And the phrase goes like this: if I thought worrying about it would improve my chances of success by even 1%, I would be one of the most spectacular, and I can assure you, competitive worriers you ever saw. Now, as for being anxious, that I can relate to. You can channel that anxiousness to energy, to focus. And I truly believe it can contribute to your success. It's amazing sometimes what a simple word change can do. So rather than push the thought of worry away, you can embrace the idea of being focused. One of my favorite quotes, you'll probably hear this on every fourth pocket-sized pep talk, but one of my favorite quotes, and it happens to be sitting by my coffee maker, so I can see it when I grab a cup of coffee to start my day. One of my favorite quotes is simply, "Worry is the misuse of your imagination." So, are you guilty of misusing your imagination from time to time? Now, let's go further. Let's take it a couple steps further. All right, so now you've got the philosophy at least, and maybe that took the edge off. Let's take it a step further. Let's try and take specific, actionable steps to stop the process of worrying. We can pull that off. We've had a good night. To me, it involves kind of three versions of positivity, okay? And so let me tell you what I mean. The process of worrying to me can really be defined as the process of moving to the negative. That's to my vision of what worrying is. It's the mind just continuing to slant to the negative. In other words, when we begin to worry, we aren't worrying about what's going to go right. We tend to focus on what's going to go wrong. And the more we worry, the easier it is to look at all the negatives. Soon we're immersed in worry. And often we're unconsciously, we see everything that crosses our path as negative, just keep slanting negative. For instance, we're worried about our safety right now. We're worried about our economy. We're worried about our jobs and the companies we're working for. Can't argue with that. And once those thoughts cross our mind, we can move into one of two directions. The first and the easiest direction is to worry. And here come the what ifs. We're worried about safety. What if I get sick? We're worried about the economy. Oh, what if the economy gets even worse? We're worried about our jobs, the companies we're working for. Okay, well, what if I lose my job? Okay, so in a sense, let's try and apply the positives to these things. So let's first think positively. All right. So speaking of what ifs, what if you were forced? What if in a sense you forced your mind to think of something positive instead of negative? Well, it sounds easy, doesn't it? I know you're probably shouting at the computer screen or in your car saying, Rob is out to lunch on this one. But I just ask you to stay with me just a little longer. I'm not immune to the day's news. Every seminar I had on the board has been canceled. And being tied to event planning, training budgets, and travel, I'm right in the eye of the storm with many of you. But I'm building something from it. In my case, I'm trying to build a virtual platform. I'm trying to adapt my delivery skills to fit a virtual platform and training some of my clients to actually work virtually right now. This is keeping me focused and positive. Will we somehow be protected by worrying about an outcome we frequently can't control? Why can't we train our minds to look at potential worries in a different way? Okay, we're worried about our safety. Well, it's no fun, but there are ways to improve our odds of staying safe, and many of us are applying them right now. We're worried about the economy. Well, there will be an end to this, and when that happens, we are going to make up for lost time. We're going to have a nationwide Mardi Gras. We're worried about companies we're working for in our jobs. Well, in the words of George Clooney from Up in the Air, anybody who ever built an empire or changed the world sat where you are now. And it's because they sat there, they were able to do it. Why can't we put that up on the wall? Let's see if we can take what I just said and try and create a habit around it. It's not easy to train your mind to think this way. I understand. But who says we can't practice? So pick up the newspaper and look at the front page. Yeah, not easy. Read the headline of each article. Then pause and ask yourself, is there a positive way of looking at this headline? So when I see a headline and I think there are more infections and more lives lost, oh no, this feels endless. That's my reaction to it. Well, that's negative. Okay, let's do it again. There are more infections and more lives lost. Well, each day brings us closer to flattening that curve. You can't deny me that. And in fact, that's positive. Now, I want to apologize to every therapist who hears this quirky little podcast and recognizes that often it isn't quite this easy. I also recognize that in certain situations, we need to prepare for contingency plans and consider all scenarios. The act of considering all scenarios, ironically, reduces worry as well. I bet you didn't know that. Okay, let's go to the third area. Let's take our results and make them positive. So I'm gonna end with this. Forcing the mind to consider the positives takes practice. I get it. However, I can tell you this, that with practice, it not only becomes a habit, it will produce positive results. The mind begins to naturally roll out positive scenarios to various situations. And with that, it reduces worry. Well, I enjoyed getting that off my chest. I hope it helps. We don't have to run away from worry. We don't have to be afraid of the word worry. We just have to stop using that word. We just got to remove it from our vocabulary. There's other words. And we don't need to misuse our imagination. And we can train the mind to move to the positive. For goodness sake, some terrible things, we can't get to the positive. But for the most part, let's not undersell ourselves. For many things, we can see a positive side. We can expect positive results. And we can think positively. Hang in there, everybody.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, please rate and recommend it on iTunes, Outcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also get more information on this show and Rob at Jollis.com.